We're live.
Okay, we are.
It's the Off Air Podcast, and Randy over here is about almost to die here in the...
yeah.
Oh, well, we got to do it the right way. Go, Randy.
He's dying over here.
Yeah.
No, not that. I said the right way.
What's the right way?
Randy.
Ray.
And Chad, it's the Off-Air Podcast.
And Visalia.
I'm over here right about to have a heart attack right now because Chad almost just watched Randy just almost die right now.
So before we go any further, right now, because we got to set this up.
Yeah.
Right now, we're over here having lunch at Chuck E. Cheese here in Visalia. The reason why we're here is, well, Ray Ray brought it up that, do people go to Chuck E. Cheese during the day? I'm like, yeah, people go there for lunch. You can go get a pizza and salad for lunch.
I'm having a birthday right now.
Apparently, when you don't have kids, you could just show up. I had no idea. I always thought that you had to have, like, at least one child with you at all times. That must have been, like, some kind of myth I heard along in the grapevine somewhere.
Yeah, it's a myth. Urban myth.
So, but yeah, me and Randy and Chad just walked right in. And apparently, Randy already knows, I mean, not Randy, but Chad knows people. Already, he was already working here. So,
I mean, I know everybody.
They took out the animatronics.
Yeah, I'm very sad about
remodeling
this.
Out here.
We're literally sitting.
Well, it came out last year that they're going to be remodeling anyhow. So,
and I just almost died because I ate an egg and it went down the wrong pipe.
Me and Chad nearly.
By the way,
and I just realized that Ray was going to save me, and Chad doesn't give a shit.
Well, Chad's the one who told me to go. Look, Chad was the one.
Sorry, kids.
Chad was the one that told me, like, hey, yo, what's going on with Ray? And then I just saw you leaning over, and I was like, oh no.
I know CPR and all that, but I can't do it because my dead arm, because of the old grandma that hit me last year.
Luckily, the egg broke up in my esophagus, and I'm okay now.
By the way, I want to point out that they actually have birthday parties at this time of the day.
Yeah, here. Happy birthday.
On Tuesday at 11:47.
Happy birthday to little Aiden having a birthday right now.
Yeah.
I mean, who would ever thought? I mean, like, I would never have thought.
They have excellent salad bar. I just got to tell you.
Yeah, by the way, the egg, nothing wrong with the egg. It's just Randy didn't know how to swallow.
It's just me being an idiot, being too hungry.
Randy, I was legitimately scared for a minute. I'm still kind of shooken up about that. I was like,
it'll be okay, Ray.
I was like, oh, man.
I'm glad that you care.
Luckily, we know a guy named Dave Rogers, who's also an EMT, who would probably be the one to show up and save Randy's life.
Yep.
Well, hopefully.
Thank goodness. Oh, yeah, Dave would save me. I know he would.
So, Ray, I got a bone to pick with you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
Before we came here, you came to me.
Yes.
Because a coworker needed help to go get a van.
Yes.
And we have a lake.
Yeah,
basically right next to where the van is. There's a big old lake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right near the gate.
There's a lake.
Yes.
Trying to figure out what to do.
Yes.
I told you what to do.
Yes.
And you said, well, no. Because I go, you know, go use one of the 4x4s, side-by-sides out there.
Yes. You did say 4x4.
And you said, they don't have those out there.
So.
Then we go rolling around a building in my truck.
Yes.
And what did we see?
We saw gators, not 4x4s.
No. Those are also called 4x4s, side by side.
What's this have to do with Chuck E. Cheese and me playing some skee ball? That's all I got
to
ask.
No, I just had to get this off my chest. Did I have to bail you out on that?
Yes.
Did you not think about walking through the building and walking out the
I did not think about that. Because you know why? Because... Chad, I'm so used of
coming to me for help?
Well, going through that water all the time, figuring out some kind of way to get through that lake without getting, like, knees deep in the water.
And I just gave you two
which
things
I've always
you
had.
Could have done.
Did you preface it with, when it rains really hard, we get a lot of water in a certain spot, and you have to walk to the spot to get to the van?
Yes.
That's why we called it the lake.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
Yeah, so...
If you know, you know. But if you don't know, then you have to explain it.
Yeah, so...
I got no voice now because of the egg.
So usually our vans are parked in a garage next to the radio station. But it's usually locked up. And right on this gate, where next to the lockup, for some reason, it just gets super flooded when it rains. And because of that, most of the time, usually us promotions people, we always have to get our... usually knees deep in the water to get through it. And that's usually the time when the motorsports area is closed, the building. that said Chad said, is usually locked, closed, and I can't usually go that way. Or we would go through the side gate next to the building, but it's also blocked up because they're doing construction.
Side note, the GA Motorsports building, the new one, I walked in there yesterday. Pizza's done.
I'll go get it.
And it's looking really nice. There's some beautiful fans in there. I think this is gonna, that place is going to look awesome, like state of the art. When they get done with it, dude, it's going to look nothing like it did before.
It's going to look nothing like the Honda dealership it used to be back in the day.
Yeah, Honda dealership, JD Byrider, whatever it is over there. Wow. When they sing Happy Birthday, we have to sing Happy Birthday to Aiden over there.
Yes, we have
to. Dude, that pizza looks good.
If we're still here.
I'm still playing skee ball, you know?
So, Randy, by the way, I don't know if you guys remember this, but Randy said this basically looked like a pizza that's run over by a car.
Last time I was here, yeah.
I don't know the last time you were here, but I have come here the last at least 6 years.
Okay. I was telling your friend.
Pizzas always look like this.
I was telling your friend it's been 5, 6, 7, 8. It's been 6 years since I've been here.
Apparently, because, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen this pizza look like pizza that's been run over by a car.
So the theory that people talk about on the internet is that Chuck E. Cheese recycles pizza.
Recycles?
Yes.
It tastes like frozen pizza last time I was here, yeah.
So, but does this look like...
No.
That they went
fresh.
That they used someone else's pizza and just stuck it all to Frankenstein it all together. No. Right. This looks good.
No, I don't think you understand.
This looks fresh.
I love Chuck E. Cheese. This pizza is absolutely. I mean, look at this.
Yeah, look at the dough. Oh yeah. Ah. Woo. Oh yeah.
It's been a long time, so I'm excited. Hold on.
Oh yeah. You're gonna love it, Ray. Take a bite. Dude. Oh. That's some good stuff.
They must have their own dough, right? They must have their own dough recipe. Why it's so good? Because there's people out there who like want this to be in the frozen section, right? Because it's currently not available like at stores to buy, but people want to buy it.
Well, remember when the pandemic happened, the lockdown happened,
right?
And all of a sudden, this new pizza place popped up. You can order pizza from. It wound up being Chuck E. Cheese Pizza, but under a different name.
Mm-hmm. Really.
And this is the pizza.
What name was it under is the question.
I can't remember what it was now.
Pizzali's or something? It was the Italian character in the Chuck E. Cheese lore.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I have a question. How come Ray didn't want the salad bar? You're just all about the pizza, Ray?
I am all about the pizza.
I'm down with that. You just don't want to take a risk of eating too many boiled eggs. I understand.
It seemed a little... Too high risk, low reward type of a situation for me.
Sorry, it's been my weakness here lately. I've just had this thing for boiled eggs, and I just attacked them. It's my own fault.
But I'm glad that you're alive, though, Randy. That's all that matters to me at this point.
Thanks, Ray. At least somebody cares.
Again, he was the one that spotted you out.
Well, that's good.
They brought a biohazard bag for you, too.
I know. Yeah, there's the biohazard.
Oh, sorry.
Was the egg really that important?
Sorry, I just spit out a little bit of egg. Not much.
I like how you... The other thing, too. There is no... I don't see a trash can here. So that was the other thing. I was like, was that your first place?
Uh-huh. Something had to come up. I was trying to get somebody a drink to wash it down.
But man, but yes, they took down the animatronics, and I'm very sad about that.
But they're putting up like a full wall TV and a dance floor. They said here,
mm-hmm.
So it sounds like a party, and it's supposed to be all done by the end of this month, like within the next week or two.
So I think they're turning. I think instead of it being like an animatronic show, I think they're trying to build it up more like a venue, a little bit. Like. I'm just curious what these TVs are going to look like. That means, Chad, that means we have to come back.
Yes, it looks like it's going to go right through in that little square.
Yep. And by the way, they say they got people here working at night doing the whole renovation.
Yeah, they come in like 9 in the morning or something like that.
No, they come in at 8 o'clock at night, leave at 9 in the morning.
Okay.
I'm glad how you got that all wrong.
Right, because we're not about all the fake news, right? The fake news.
Yeah, we're about the real thing. We're about the real thing.
And they started on this since Sunday. And they said it's probably going to take until about the end of the month to have it all done.
Because they just took down the animatronics.
Like 2 days ago, according to them.
I just hope they don't take out the ski bar.
So I want to know, and this is probably something I'm going to have to ask the manager. So according to them, during the whole renovations with the animatronic, they have to destroy Chuck E. Cheese's head on the animatronic.
They do?
Yes. So I kind of want to ask them if they still have it.
He's not in the Smithsonian somewhere?
Well, each store has different, you know, different mouse heads.
I know. Why do they have to destroy it? You don't know, Ray? You don't bring an important subject up like that without knowing.
Something to do with their branding, or something that they don't want the mouse head to be reused for something else?
Like a Disneyland where the,
yes, exactly,
where the characters aren't seen without the head on?
Exactly. Something like that. Which Chuck E. Cheese is heavily inspired by Disneyland.
Chuck E. Cheese will still come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only for the birthday parties.
Oh.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Aiden's here having his birthday party.
I know. Where is the mouse? Where is Charles Entertainment Cheese?
He'll be here in just a little bit.
That means we have to take a picture, too. Okay, here's another question for you guys.
What are you laughing about, Ray? You wanted to come. This is all about you here, Ray.
So
you reliving your childhood, and apparently Chad.
So is Chuck E. Cheese a mouse or a rat?
A mouse.
Mouse.
He was a rat first. He was a rat first and then rebranded into a mouse.
I started to say, how do you go from being a rat and then turned into a mouse? You don't do that.
Anything can happen. Have you ever seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I have, yes. A time or two. I like the buttery crust.
The pizza's amazing.
Oh, it looks like you tastes like you ran over by a car.
That was 6 years ago. Leave it go. Let it go. Jesus.
No, I'm like really upset that you would even call this place out like that.
I don't think I did call this place out like that.
Yeah.
Maybe like 6 years ago.
Wait, Ray.
I mean, I said, Chad, the last time I was there, the pizza looked like it was ran over by a truck.
No.
I was there 6 years ago.
There's only one thing is that I had a feeling that the crust used to be thicker. Was the crust thicker a lot way back when?
It's all what you want to do up there at the counter.
Yeah, you can get thick crust. Remember they asked us if we wanted the cheese infused crust and all that. Still another piece though.
I want to ask. I need to. I'm definitely probably going to come back at another time just to analyze their menu
without us.
No. that'll probably be a side segment with Ray. It's like, all right, what does Chuck E. Cheese have to offer today?
You're gonna come back
stuff.
And
they
you're
got
gonna
ice cream. They got cake. You can do all kinds of stuff.
You're gonna come back and eat the salad bar. Is what you're gonna do.
I'm trying to get that Chuck E. Cheese sponsorship.
You don't want to die on an egg like you almost did.
Yeah, just don't go crazy eating 20 eggs like I did, Ray.
But yeah. Now what kind of games we got? So where is the ski ball at?
It's on the other side over there.
Oh.
If you're really nice, we'll get you a ride on
Ray
the
Ray act like you've never been here before.
We'll get you a ride on the pony.
I'm telling you,
there,
it's
Ray.
Been since I was like maybe 14. And that was for my sister's birthday, I think.
And how old was your sister at the time?
Like 11.
Oh.
And then after that, we started going to Adventure Park.
Because you outgrew
Chuck E. Cheese?
I guess so. I think it has more something to do with more... more adult games, I guess. Because as you can see, there's not a lot of... it's most family-friendly video games. The only one I see that can be merely violent is Jurassic Park over there.
I don't know. The horse is going up and down pretty rough over there. And the Wheel of Fortune. You can score some tickets on that.
Okay, that's another thing I wanted to ask. Do you think this is endorsed gambling?
No.
No, because everybody gets tickets. Everyone's a winner. Even if you won one ticket.
No. Not just one ticket.
No, you can get even if you just get one ticket, everyone's a winner.
Do you?
I'm just saying. So, let's finish up pizza and go get to And go play some video games, boys.
Yeah.
Sound good?
That sounds good.
All right.